The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Good afternoon and welcome to Healthy Lifestyle. I'm Lorianne Kasdia. Our goal at Healthy Lifestyle is to inspire, educate, and empower you to fulfill a healthy emotional, spiritual, and physical life. Well, I have to say that this is Healthy Lifestyle's 1 year anniversary. So today we're going to start a little different than we normally do. I know that this year we have started with different themes and we focus on different themes. And today is Happy May. This month, I'd like to focus on the theme of manifestation. So after all, spring is the season of bringing things to life. So my big question for you is this: what would you like to bring into fruition? And what steps can you take this spring to make it happen? Maybe you'd like to finally finish that big project you've been working on. Maybe you would like to start your own business or get a different job, one that brings you joy, fulfillment, and balance into your life. Or maybe you'd like to achieve a healthy goal, such as a much needed item for your home or business, or enter into a new relationship with someone. Whatever it is that you dream of manifesting, you can absolutely make it a reality. But first, you need to commit to that goal and take consistent action towards it. Because if you're not willing to do what is necessary to make those dreams come true, that's all they'll ever be, daydreams. So that's why May Manifestation Challenge that I have for you is really to commit to your goals and start taking action towards achieving them. To do this, I'd like to help because I'd like to share some powerful tips on how to shift your energy into manifestation mode and gain the momentum that will accelerate progress to your dreams and making it easier for you to achieve any goal you can imagine. So unfinished items on your to-do list become an energetic block, and that prevents you from gaining the traction you need to reach your goals. So here's how you can finally complete the tasks you've been avoiding and create momentum you need. So first, I need you to identify a task that you've been avoiding or putting off. We all do it. I know I've done that. Something that might not be fun, but will take your life better in some ways, such as doing an important home repair, organizing your workspace, or having difficult conversation with someone. I find that when I organize my workspace, it's just more convenient, and it also accelerates our time to be able to access things. So next, I need you to write down your answers to these two questions. What are the costs or consequences of you not taking action and crossing this item off your to-do list? Did you ever have something on your to-do list? Do you have something on your to-do list? Every time you walk past it, walk down by it, you go, oh, I got to take care of that. That sucks your energy out. So we need to look at what negative impacts it's having on your life. And it's more than just the, ugh, I haven't done it yet. If you get it done, then it's done. And there's this relief you're going to feel. And two, the second question is, what are the benefits of completing that task? How will it impact your life? And how will you feel when it's finally done? And then commit to reading the answer to the second question, or what are the benefits of completing the task? Commit to reading that every day, every morning, every evening, to keep those benefits of taking action top of mind until you've completed the task for good. So this momentum you create by crossing that task off your to-do list will make it easier for you to complete the next task and the next one and the next one. So you'll find yourself soon making rapid progress towards your goals and easily attracting people and resources you want to create the life you've always wanted. That is the power of completion. Put it to work in your life as soon as possible. So as you're crossing things off your list and as you're completing these tasks, you're actually opening up your energy and space to have newness in. So if you want to try something new and manifest, as we say, for our theme in May of manifestation, you'll be able to do that because you're creating that energy and that openness. So again, we're talking about spiritual awakening, and that reminds me of a spiritual awakening event that I attended. We'll have another one in November coming up. And I'd like to share some interviews that I was able to take during that event. And the first one I'd like to bring up is Debbie Silber. She's an unbelievable woman, and wait till you hear the interview. This is, she's been on her show before. She was actually on our first show of Healthy Lifestyle, a dear friend of mine, and let's go to that interview.
This is Lorianne Kasdia from Healthy Lifestyle, and we are here with Debbie Silber.
Debbie, let's talk about this event today. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited because, well, first of all, this is a spiritual charity inspirational event that we do every year. Each year it gets better and better. And this year we have Paul Young of the book and movie The Shack.
Amazing.
I had the opportunity the other night to be with him. And I'll tell you, his stories were just incredible. So I can't even imagine what he'll be sharing with us today. It's going to be incredible.
Very excited. Very excited. And you're speaking today. You know how much I love you. You're a superstar. And what are you speaking about today? Can you give us some inside scoop?
I am. I'm speaking about forgiveness. I mean, this is something that affects every single one of us. And I wanted a topic that, well, first of all, a lot of the same people come every year, so I have to do something new. But I wanted something that can relate to every single person here that everybody has had experience with. They've been on one side of the fence or another.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very excited to listen to this because we've spoken about that before. Mm-hmm. And it is it's a very deep diving conversation. And you're always so inspirational. I do enjoy, I'm looking forward to you speaking as well as Paul Saladino, who puts this together, right, with you.
Absolutely.
And the group.
And Lorraine Austin and my husband, Adam Silber.
Oh, Adam is speaking
he
today.
Is, he
oh,
is.
He's always so much fun.
Uh-huh.
He's so much fun. Yeah, it's a great crew. The baskets, the raffles here are just stunningly gorgeous. And then the vendors are wonderful. We're going to actually have interviews with them as well. And a little bit more about your speaking topic today of forgiveness. What is the number one tip that you have regarding that? What's the takeaway on that, Deb?
The biggest thing I am inviting everyone to walk into this talk with is willingness. That's it. Willingness. I got the rest. I need their willingness.
Their willingness to forgive.
To forgive or ask forgiveness.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really important. And it really releases you, doesn't it?
It not only releases you, it heals you physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. It changes your life.
And it's not about the acceptance of the forgiveness either. It's about forgiving. Because if you're forgiving from your heart, at least I find what it does is it opens everything else up. Because if you're holding on to that, you don't have room for all the love that you're supposed to be
Absolutely.
Embracing.
It transforms your body, your mind, your life.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's what I'm going to be getting across.
And you're big about that.
That was great. Thank you so much, Debbie. And she was talking about making room, like we were just talking about, and the willingness for forgiveness and willingness. Well, your thoughts create your reality. So that's part of the willingness. You've probably heard that saying before, your thoughts create your reality. But have you ever wondered what it really means? Well, maybe you've heard it summarized as, if you think happy thoughts, you will have a happy life. And sure, that's generally true, but it's also pretty simplistic because it's not so much thinking happy thoughts. It's about how you see yourself and the world around you. It's about the goals you visualize yourself achieving, the reality you dream of creating, and the stories you tell yourself that determine how you show up in the world. So most of all, it's about understanding that you have the power to change these stories at any time. The willingness, you have the power. You have the power to visualize a better reality for yourself. You have the power to tell yourself that you can do it, that you are meant to do it, and that the universe actually wants you to do it. And it's so, so true. And you have the power to always assume the best instead of the worst and see setbacks and failures as opportunities they really are. So setbacks and failures are just that. It's an opportunity to learn. We're here, as I've said so many times on the show, for two reasons: to serve one another and also to learn that lesson. So those lessons come out of those setbacks and failures as we look at them. And failures aren't really a bad thing as long as you're learning from them. So if we look at them as opportunities, they really are. But to change your stories, first you must become aware of them. So you have to understand where those shortcomings are so that you can work on them. In other words, you must become more mindful, because that's what mindfulness is: consciousness, awareness of your thoughts and the impact they have on you. So you can release the thoughts that aren't serving you and replace them with more positive ones that will help you get the results you want. In the coming year, I'll be sharing very effective mindfulness practices that will help you make that necessary mindset shift, if you will, that will help you manifest your desired reality. The best part of these habits is it doesn't take a lot of time. It just takes a commitment to yourself. With that said, I'd like to go into another interview that I had with Paul Saladino, who puts the Spiritual Awakening event together, and just talk a little bit more about what the event is about.
We're here with Paul Saladino at the Spiritual Awareness
Seminar and Charity Event.
Charity Event. Oh my God, this is spectacular. I come every year. It's so exciting. The energy is ridiculous.
Thank you.
You are amazing, Paul.
Thank you.
Totally amazing. Tell us what you're talking about today.
My topic specifically is the power of love.
And?
How love transcends, heals, and inspires people. And we're going to go into all facets of that and teach people that it's an easy way to heal your body, encourage you to live a stress-free and less anxiety-ridden life.
Yes, and, please.
I need a little love right now.
Oh, we give you lots and lots of love. You are doing an amazing work. And
Thank
your
you.
Soul brothers are here. Talk
yes.
about your soul brothers.
Amazing bunch of guys that I created a group 5 years ago based on the feeling that men didn't have a safe place to discuss their emotions, feel safe and vulnerable with those emotions without any judgment. So we created a group of 8 men, and it's grown into a group of 72.
Amazing.
And we then go out to the community and serve the community as a way of giving back for those who are in need, kids with cancer, the homeless, any family that might have any need. We go out and we try to help them.
It's everything that I'm seeing today is wonderful. The Soul Brothers, they all have smiles on their faces. I just want to hug every single one of them.
Yeah.
They're just so angelic.
They are.
Every single one. The raffles are magnificent here.
Yes.
And let's talk about the Giving Tree. I love this. This is always...
Well, every year we do a tree, but with a different theme. This year we're doing a random act of kindness tree. So you will receive, as you take one off the tree, a random act of kindness that we would hope that you can fulfill. But along with that, we give you a little card that says that you hand to the person, or anyone can hand to anyone, that you've been given a random act of kindness. Please share this with other people so that we can change the world.
I have angel bumps right now.
Yes.
That is so beautiful.
It's beautiful.
So what inspired you to put this together? This is what year is this that you've done?
This is the eighth
year.
Yes. Actually, it started with a tragedy. I was at the lowest point in my life, and I had lost some very dear people to me in my life. And in a moment of despair, I heard something in my head that said, "You'll teach through this pain, and you will stand before people, and they will feel your emotion." So I immediately got up and booked a small seminar in a hotel, and to my surprise, 220 people showed.
Oh, small.
Yeah, small.
Small group, 220.
And every year it's grown and gotten bigger.
Yes.
And I'm encouraged to keep doing it. And we have a fabulous, unbelievable, incredible speaker today, William Paul Young, who wrote The Shack.
The Shack, sure.
An incredible author, an amazing person. And so the people that are here today's life will change. And if they haven't seen the movie, even just by his inspiration, their life will be altered in some way. He's just that good of a man.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Well, you're in good company because you're that good of a man, Paul Saladino.
Thank
you so much for coming on.
I appreciate it.
And I need...
Yeah, Paul is a great guest and a great friend of this show as well. I look forward to having him on the show again. And he puts together the Spiritual Awaken event every single year. So if you get an opportunity, you really need to look out for that flyer. You could certainly email us at healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com. I'll be able to provide that information to you as well as we get it. So as we move through this, I just have to say, you know, thank you all for your support, for your listenership, for the followers, for your great emails and insight. I appreciate the support when I see you out at events. And, you know, I'm very grateful also to JVC Broadcasting for allowing our show to be on. And it's on iHeartRadio. So we get heard not just in the local area, but all over the country. So I really want to thank everybody for following the show. It's very meaningful for me. It's nice to be able to get all these wonderful guests out there. I'm so grateful to our great guests like the Debbie Silbers, Paul Saladino, William Paul Young, Gary Joseph, and the list goes on and on. But in the meantime, I'd love to go to one of our next recordings or interviews, I should say, with Lorraine Austin.
We are here right now with Lorraine Austin, and we are at the Spiritual Awareness Seminar and fundraiser. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us about what you're going to talk about today.
Well, I am going to talk about a concept that and technique that I've actually become very fond of over the years working with my clients as well as using it in my own personal life, and that is a technique called cord cutting. It's about releasing and letting go of the unhealthy attachments in our life. And it is a simple yet very profound technique that I think really helps people to kind of free themselves of the past a bit and stay more mindful, more focused on the present moment, and therefore live a more joyful and love-filled life.
That's lovely. Is it a meditation? I have done a cord-cutting meditation. It was very effective.
Yes. Of course, I only have a very short amount of time to speak today, so I'm going to keep it quite superficial just to give people an idea of what it's like. But yes, to do the true technique, it could take up to a half an hour to really get someone deeply relaxed so that their subconscious is more open to receive the information. But for the purposes of today, I just want to introduce everyone to the technique.
And the concept,
right?
The concept of
why it works so well. And then if people are interested in exploring it further, they could always, you know, contact me or reach out to someone that they're already working with, and perhaps they can, you know, venture a little bit deeper into the practice.
I love that. And you're also a Reiki.
Reiki, yes.
Reiki.
Yes.
Reiki. I always say it wrong.
Yes, everybody
Reiki,
does.
Reiki professional. You perform that all the time as well. And you have a beautiful booth here. Talk about those platters. Oh, my God. And the ornaments. I love the saying ornaments. I'm gushing again. I'm going to gush.
Yes.
I'm going to gush.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Tell me about it.
Well, in my spare time.
Okay.
I like to be creative. And I go around and I collect old antique sterling silver plated trays, and I reimagine them. I paint them. I do custom work. So there's, you know, various, I'll do monograms for people for wedding gifts and things, or I'll make some spiritually themed trays. So they're usable. People will use them actually as trays, or they could display them in their home.
They're stunning.
And then the ornaments are just a little something that I started doing a few years ago. They're little chakra ornaments. They're handmade.
They're beautiful. You can keep them up all year long.
Thank
and
you.
There's
yes.
a warmth to it. I want it for where I meditate. I want one of those for where I meditate, because it just, the vibration was beautiful from your table.
Thank
it just really
thank you.
Drew me over to you. So I really look forward to your speak, because I want to learn more about the cord cutting. I have a couple more cords to cut.
So, we all do.
Oh my goodness. So that'll be something to really look forward to. And I hope I can have you on Healthy Lifestyle for a whole segment, because I think our listeners would like to hear more about everything that you do.
Okay. That'd be my pleasure.
That's
Thank
lovely.
You.
Thank you.
So what is your intention for 2019? We talked about with Debbie, willingness and forgiveness, power of love with Paul Saladino. Lorraine was talking about cord cutting, that attachment you have to someone else. We all have those attachments that really don't serve us any longer. And so, you know, we've spoken about this before. What is your intention for 2019? How are you going to make a transformation? What are you going to make or do differently to make 2019 better for you, better year this year than the year before? We're here to serve one another. I find that when we're in a bad place and you go and you focus on other people, you serve other people, it automatically makes you feel better and puts you in a better place for yourself. So again, ask yourself those five questions. How can I be of service? How much pain will I experience if I don't change? What steps of inspired action am I willing to take? What has to happen in order to create change? And what do I really want just for myself? It's okay to want something for yourself. You have to start with yourself, because when you put yourself in a good place, it helps you help other people. When we come back after this little break, I really want to speak about spring cleaning your mind, and then I'd like to visit some more of these interviews that we had. I really appreciate this, and I appreciate your time. This is our anniversary show for Healthy Lifestyle. It's been a whole year, and I'm really blessed and honored to be here. So we'll be right back.
Welcome back to the anniversary show of Healthy Lifestyle. I'm Lorianne. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas on topics or guests you'd like to hear more about, please email us at healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com. And of course, follow us on social media at Healthy Lifestyle with LA. I'm so excited to have this anniversary show. Again, want to thank JVC Broadcasting, 103.9, LA News Radio. Of course, our producer, Brian, who is outstanding. And we are kind of like reviewing some interviews we've had in the past, especially at a spiritual awakening event that I was at. And it really absolutely inspired me and has changed my life really significantly. And I just want to share all that with you. So we'll hit different spots with this. And then throughout the rest of this year, we're going to have some of them on as guests. So where we last left off in our last half hour was five questions to ask yourself if you really want to transform your life. And one of the questions is, what do I really want just for myself? And someone had just asked me a question, called in and asked and said, what do I mean? So what I mean is, what do you really want? What are you happy in your job? Are you happy with your situation? Are you happy with your life? If you're not, you need to figure out what you really want. If you could have anything in the world, put money aside, barring any kind of hurdles that you might have, what would you really love to do? What would make your heart sing and soar so that you would have a better life? Those are the things that you really need to list down. And it's just for you. It's something that you want so that your life will be better. When your life is better, you actually show up better for everybody else in your life. Then the next question was, what has to happen in order to create change? Well, things, depending on what that is, dependent upon what you really want in life, maybe you need to have a new job. Maybe that's what has to change to create that change in your life. So those are the things I need you to think about. And then what steps of inspired action are you willing to take? So all those things really start off. If you really know what you want, then the other things kind of fall in place. So I'd like you to revisit these five steps as often as possible, because this is the ground floor of how you make a transformation. Again, we are here to serve one another, and serving another person is really something takes you out of being inside your head too much and puts you out where you need to be serving someone else. It makes you feel really good. So I said before we went to break is that I wanted to come back and talk about spring cleaning your mind. Have you ever thought about spring cleaning your mind? Well, I'm talking about taking the time to examine your own thoughts and identify the ones that are holding you back from showing up as your best self, so you can sweep them out of your mind and replace them with positive thoughts that spark joy, as Marie Kondo would say. This will give you confidence and motivation you need to achieve your goals. So I believe this is the most powerful kind of spring cleaning you can do in your life, besides organizing your clutter, besides making sure you get those to-do lists done, as we were speaking about in the first segment. Because if your mind is cluttered with negative thoughts that make you feel bad about yourself, you'll find it difficult to experience lasting joy and fulfillment, no matter how great your life looks on the outside. You can be the richest person in the world with an amazing career and loving family and still be utterly miserable. It's all a matter of mindset. I've said that a lot. I'm a master mindset mentor, and we always start from the place of setting your mind. So take a moment right now to consider the thoughts you think and the things you tell yourself, the memories you replay in your mind, the beliefs you hold about other people, and what you imagine they think about you. And you know how I feel about that. It's none of our business what anybody thinks. It only is our business what we think and where our intentions are. And those memories we replay in our minds, those are the tapes that I refer to. Those tapes, you know, they play over and over and over again. We can change those tapes with positive thoughts. We can get rid of that clutter of negative thoughts and replace them with positive thoughts. So are those thoughts positive and uplifting? Do they make you feel good about yourself and the world around you, or do they spark feelings of anger, jealousy, unworthiness, or shame? Always remember, your thoughts determine your reality. So if you want to get better results, you need to think better thoughts. But first, you need to make room for those better thoughts. That means clearing your mind of old stories
negative thoughts that are stopping you from showing up as your best self. So you can replace them with more positive thoughts that will help you get the results you want. Are you hearing a theme today? We need to clear out the clutter, clear out the space so we can bring in elevation, elevate your vibration with positive thoughts. You will see a difference. If you say you're going to have a bad day, chances are you're going to have a bad day. If you start your day off saying how wonderful you are and you are going to have a good day, you're going to have a good day. But with that, I want to jump back into the spiritual awakening event that I was at. I was fortunate enough to be at, life-changing event for me as well, and go to an interview I had with Adam Silber.
We are here with Adam Silber. Adam is here as part of the Spiritual Awareness Seminar and Fundraiser. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
You're speaking today, aren't you?
Yes. I'm very excited.
I heard you last year. I love coming to these events every year. And you are magnificent. You were honest. You were deep. You're very genuine. And I really appreciate that. But you're funny as all could be. It was so cute last year. They almost had to get the hook to get you off the stage. One more story. One more story. That's your coin phrase.
Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to be more mindful of my time up there. But yeah, as you know, I don't speak. I'm a real estate broker, and I don't speak on a regular basis, but I'm very passionate. Paul's watched my watched my growth and all of it, and along with my wife, Debbie. And it's one of those things where they've seen all the things about me, and when I'm up there and I get lost in a story, time doesn't even matter. I wish I had an hour up there, so hopefully today I'll be a little more respectful of that time.
Oh, well, I don't know if it was not respectful, but it was really wonderful as an audience participant to see how passionate you are, and that the stories that you share really touch deeply, because you've gone through quite a transformation, and I have a butterfly tattoo, and it's all about transformation, because I'm almost like a phoenix. They blow me up, I'm on fire, and then I come out of the ashes.
Yeah.
And we change, and hopefully we change for the better, right?
Yes.
And from your story, tell a really short version of your...
Well, I had not been a great husband, and I was going through my own little midlife crisis for quite a while when I was in my 40s, and I really lost my connection to God, to myself, to my wife, to my family, and I did things that I'm not very proud of. And once my wife got wind of it, it wasn't great. But that moment was like a Satori moment, where when you realize everything in an instant can be taken away from you, my whole life at that second changed. And Debbie pointed me towards spirituality, and she pointed me towards Paul Saladino. And from the two of them, I've been on this new path, and my heart is so open now, and it's filled with love every day. I've become very spiritual. I tend to be very passionate about whatever I'm doing.
I can see that.
Yeah, and when I grasped the idea and the nature of what this is all about, what the universe has to offer you, and the connection to God, it opened up my whole world. I don't think I would have lived much longer if I was on the path that I was on.
Sure.
But spirituality and the closeness to God and everything, I'm not even a religious guy, but that has kept me so grounded, and I'm so grateful for, I hurt my wife terribly, and at the same time, it's like my growth is so unbelievable that now we are better than we've ever been, and I'm so happy that she's accepted me back, and she loves me, and she likes watching my growth as well.
Gina, like
she's put me on this path, and she loves just seeing how it all unfolds.
Nice. It's nice to contribute to someone's success and to be able to go down that path. And I truly believe in healthy lifestyle. I tell you guys this all the time. We are here to serve one another, and I see you serving people all the time. And aren't you a member of the Soul Brothers as well?
Yeah, the Soul Brothers is a great group of guys. I don't know how many members there are, but Paul Saladino.
72.
Are there 70? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
So Paul put this group together a bunch of years ago, and I've been in it for the last few years, and I don't miss a meeting. To me, it's the third Monday of every month, and for a couple of hours. I'm the guy at the very end where when Paul was like, well, guys, we're going to say a little meditation. I'm like, no, please, let's just keep talking. Yeah. And everybody laughs because I just, you know, there are people that come to this group that are sad. They have real life problems. And if they get a little nugget of something from these guys and that we're all there for each other and you feel love and support, what better way to go through life knowing that others love you and that are there for you. And it's really a great
organization.
Non-judgmental.
Non-judgmental. It's a safe environment for men to speak and speak about their emotions. And I know from a lot of men, they feel very uncomfortable revealing their emotions because they feel there's a vulnerability. And I have to reveal a secret that most women, they're going to hate the fact that I'm revealing this. We like vulnerable. We do, because we're vulnerable, and that makes us human. And I love that you have a group of men that get together.
No, there's nothing better to hear, like, a guy that, you know, has not ever cried, or and then they start sharing their story, and then they start to really open up and cry, and they change. Yeah. Guys in this group have completely 100% changed. So it's like, I like being part of it. I like sharing all the stories of what I do and how I try to help people. And it's just nice when you know that people, after a meeting, a guy will call me and say, hey, can I talk to you? And I feel like, wow, like I don't charge for my time, but to know that somebody's going to call me and I can help somebody put a smile on their face, there's nothing better.
So love and spirituality, healthy lifestyle. And I'm so proud to say in our first year, our intent was to expose our listeners to a variety of healing techniques, strategies, products, and lifestyle improvements, removing that element of unknown to a variety of healthy options in an informative and interactive manner. And that's really to help you find your balance with mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual parts of you. And I'm so proud to say in our first year, you know, we've really covered the gamut. And this is an example of it, of having interviews like this. And we'll continue bringing this to you so that you have access to different resources and maybe get a taste of something that you really weren't aware that was out there. So with that said, I really want to jump into our next interview with William Paul Young. He is the author of The Shack, and just a magnificent individual. He's been on our show before. He's going to be on our show in a couple of weeks, so stay tuned in a couple of Saturdays. But in the meantime, let's go to that interview.
I am here with the magnificent Paul Young. How are you today?
Not very tall, yes.
Not very tall.
I'm very well. You know, this blustery weather is all, that's kind of my thing. I love it.
It's good. It's good.
It's great.
So we're excited to have you here today at this Spiritual Awareness fundraiser.
Yep.
And it's also
a workshop.
I'm honored
to be here. Yep.
Amazing. What are we talking about today, Paul?
I have no idea.
Really?
I never know. I don't plan ahead. You know, it's like in the moment, because I don't know who's going to be here.
Sure.
So I trust
you get
that
a
someone
feeling
does.
And
yeah, I just go with,
and you go
with whatever it is.
So talk about your book,
okay.
Shack.
I am a accidental author, in a sense. That is, it never was an intention. It wasn't on my bucket list. It wasn't one of those things that, oh, I want to be a published author one day.
I hear you.
Yep. So, but I've written all my life and ended up writing songs and short stories and poems for friends and family. And I never even thought about publishing. So, Kim, the woman to who I've been married for 39 years now.
Lovely. She, congratulations.
Yep, thank you. And she had been saying for about 4 years, you know, someday as a gift for our children, we have 6 kids.
Oh, God bless.
Yeah, thanks. And 12 grandbabies so far, let me tell
you.
Oh,
good for you.
All
look at what you
years
did.
Old. I know. And she said, someday as a gift for our kids, would you just write something that puts in one place how you think, because you think outside the box.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel healthy enough to do it until the year I turned 50. You know, it took, people say, how long did it take to write The Shack? And I go, like, 50 years. You know, I had a lot of stuff, great sadnesses as a child that I had to deal with. And it wasn't until I finally felt healthy that I thought, all right, I'm ready to write this, whatever Kim's been asking me to do. So on the train to one of my 3 jobs, I had 40 minutes each way. And,
oh my.
And that gave me the time to begin to put it together. Got it done for Christmas, made 15 copies at Office Depot in a little town in Oregon. And those 15 copies did everything I ever wanted that book to do. Wow. I mean, completely. And my friends started giving it away to other friends. We had to put a little collection together, make 15 more copies.
Sure.
And then it ended up in the hands of somebody who thought it should be a movie. That started a conversation about actually publishing it. 26 publishers turned it down, which didn't bother me at all because I had no expectations to begin with.
Sure.
And so two of those guys that wanted to turn into a movie created a publishing house.
And published it.
And
oh, what a
published
wonderful.
It. So out of a garage and two storage units and the local printer, we set up a website. We had no marketing, no promotion, nothing. And it just... It took off. It caught everybody by surprise.
Amazing.
Especially me.
So talk about the journey up to that, because I know through my great personal pain, when you come out the other side, you come out with tools, what I refer to as tools,
yeah.
And then, you know, I believe in, and healthy lifestyle is about serving others. I remind everybody how deeply I believe we are all here to serve one another, and that's one of the things healthy lifestyle does, is it brings people like yourself to our listeners' attention.
Sure.
So that they get a taste of something that they may or may not have been exposed to before.
Yeah.
So that's the only agenda with Healthy Lifestyle, and it's about serving others. And through great pain that I've experienced through my life, I'm here very happy serving other people and bringing people together and sending my message forward.
Yeah,
this
fantastic.
Is what you're doing.
Yes. And, you know, my great sadnesses revolve around... sexual abuse as a child. I grew up overseas. I grew up in the highlands of New Guinea. It's not a kind of a normal childhood. and there was great wonder about growing up in a multicultural world, but I didn't even know I was white till I was 6 years old. I mean, I went in when I was, when I was a year old.
Wow.
And so the tribal dialect was my first dialect. They'd never seen a white person before. I didn't know I was white. I thought my parents were white, but
right.
But they raised me. And so, you know, but inside the culture, there was... it was a highly sexualized culture, and so that started before I was five. And then I was sent to boarding school when I was six,
okay.
And the big boys would come at night and molest the little boys. And,
oh,
and then on top of that, my dad was a very angry young man who didn't know how to deal with anything. And so he's represented by Mackenzie's angry father.
Sure.
And then there's all the transitional stuff, the loss of... your sense of identity connected to tribal culture, even though they were the abusers, they were my family.
Sure.
I didn't, you know.
That's confusing.
That's all terrible.
The very people who you look up to were the ones that were doing the most harm.
And so the shack, in a sense, represents the house on the inside that people help you build. It's our own soul.
Yeah.
And our soul is built through relationships and through experience and through history. And some of us, we just didn't get good help. And so it is a shack. It's not a really habitable place. We don't want anybody to ever come into it because we're terrified that we'll see the look of their disgust on their face that we see in the mirror. And so, you know, we build a facade outside the shack. In the shack, we store our addictions and hide our secrets. And, you know, we're absolutely trapped by all that. But we build a facade so that we can try to win the approval and the affection of others, but at the same time, we know that their approval and affection is based on something that's not even true, so we don't even trust that, you know.
Right.
So my journey over those 50 years was to go back into the broken places and do the work, because it's a lot of work.
Do the work. Yeah.
So Mackenzie spends a weekend in the shack that represents 11 years for me. You know, but I didn't want to write an 11-year book for my kids.
Right.
War and Peace in Oregon.
I hear you.
Yeah.
But through that, coming out of the other side, by letting people know that this exists, doesn't it take away that stigma? Doesn't it take away that uncomfortability? A lot of people see it.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, it does. And... you know, there's still lots of finish work to do, but the big construction jobs are mostly done.
Well, we're all a work in progress,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. Exactly. So, but to be in a place where you're the same person in every situation, I didn't even know that was possible. I was so disassociated and broken up. I was a different person in front of every different audience.
Sure.
You know, and to get to the place where, oh my gosh, this is like so much easier than trying to have all the radar and the hypervigilance and,
yes,
you know, all the survival mechanisms.
Being genuine.
Yeah.
You know what I learned at my ripe age, and I'm pretty much up there.
You're not.
Oh, please. I learned this one phrase that changed my life. It's none of my business what anybody else thinks.
Yeah.
That is life-changing for me.
Yeah.
Absolutely life-changing.
That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of us, everything mattered in terms of what other people thought.
Sure.
Because we only knew how to live from the outside in, not from the inside out.
Right.
And it's the journey of learning how to live from the inside out, you know, how to be comfortable inside your own skin.
Yes, and being genuine.
Well, that is being genuine.
Yes.
And that also is being humble. Humble is being comfortable inside your own skin.
Yes.
And when you do that, then you have something to live out from. And love and kindness, you know, you begin to realize, oh, those things are the truth of my being. You know, serving and goodness and joy and purity of heart and all of that. That's the truth of my being. And once you start to realize what the truth of your being is, then the way of your being will naturally follow.
It's so true. So true. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're so inspirational. I'm speechless, and I am never speechless, Paul. Never.
Yeah, you're so sweet.
Thank you for joining us today on the 1 year anniversary of Healthy Lifestyle. My heart is always lifted by sharing this time with you. And I just wanted to close with a little something different this week is basically, how will you help someone else this week? Think about a person in your life who is struggling in some way. Maybe one of your friends is finding it hard to get over a broken relationship. Maybe a family member is struggling to adopt healthier lifestyle habits. Or maybe a coworker is having a difficult time dealing with an issue at work. Whatever it is, ask yourself, what is one small action you can take to help that person? Once you're clear on that action, make the plans and follow through on it sometime this week. Remember that by helping to make the person's life better in some small way, you bring more joy and positivity in your own life as well. So with that said, I thank you so much. Thank you for your listenership. I look forward to the next year together. Thank you to our listeners, our followers, and of course, our great guests. We've been very blessed. Join us next Saturday right here on LI News Radio 103.9 at 3 p.m. In the meantime, follow us and send comments to us on social media at Healthy Lifestyle with LA. Remember, do a little something for yourself every day. It starts there. It doesn't have to be big, but definitely take a moment. Do something for yourself every day. Create a new habit. Create the new balance. You could restart it every day. No worries. And thank you again for joining us on Healthy Lifestyle. I'm Lorianne Kasdia. Until next time, show up for you and show up big.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.